Recorded Books presents Picture Perfect by Jenny Goebel, narrated by Marissa Chiz. Chapter 1. Pig-like dinosaurs called entelodonts roamed the Earth approximately 16.3 million years ago. When I saw the sticky note tucked in my stepdad's desk drawer, I felt a prickle of excitement. The note read, "Peak Veterinary Clinic." I'd found dozens of yellow sticky notes all over Mr. Pine's house since Mom and I had moved in. Some of his notes were reminders like, change the furnace filter, or pick up laundry from the dry cleaners. Others were more random, the name of a series he wanted to watch on Netflix, or the date of an upcoming meteor shower. However, not one of the other notes had been anywhere near as intriguing as this one. My stepdad's sticky note obsession seemed slightly out of character, considering he was such a neat freak. But Mom said organization wasn't the point of all his notes. She thought he developed the habit because he lived alone too long, which I found troubling. If things had been so boring that sticky notes had counted as conversation, well, it was no wonder I was causing such a disruption to his life. Mom thought it might help us get used to each other if I called him Nathan or Dad. But since I couldn't see me or my stepdad ever feeling comfortable with that, it stuck with Mr. Pine. "Did you find one?" Mom's voice rang from down the hall, and I sprang back. It felt like I had been caught in the act, but I hadn't been snooping. Mom had sent me rummaging through my stepdad's desk in search of a red pen. "Not yet," I called absently. My thoughts were still on the sticky note. There were no pets in this house. Not even a goldfish. So why would Mr. Pine have the name of a vet written down? My heart thundered in my ears as I peeled back the first note and found a second one beneath. Appointment, December 27th, 11 a.m. An appointment at a veterinary clinic. 2 days after Christmas. It could only mean one thing. I was finally getting a dog. In less than a week, there would be a cuddly, four-legged companion waiting for me beneath the Christmas tree. A squeal threatened to burst from my lungs, but I didn't want to ruin the surprise, and I didn't want to alarm Mr. Pine, who was sleeping right down the hall. I managed to swallow it back, but something like a whimper escaped my lips. This was going to be the most spectacular, most amazing, most extraordinary Christmas ever. Not only was there snow in the forecast, for the first time in my life, Mom and I were living in a house instead of an apartment, which meant we had a yard, a big, canine-friendly yard. Mom's standard excuse for why we couldn't have a dog had been erased when she got married 2 months ago and we moved in with Mr. Pine. Unlike our cramped apartment, his larger home had a fence all the way around the property. "Grace?" Mom's footsteps sounded on the hardwood right outside the office. I flipped the sticky notepad over and slid it back inside the drawer barely a second before Mom peeked her head around the corner and said, "Grace?" again. I flashed her an unnatural smile. Mom sized me up. She was dressed for work in a smart pantsuit and was holding a stack of holiday cards for all my teachers. She wanted the cards to have a festive feel, hence the need for a red pen. "Are you feeling all right?" She stepped closer and placed a hand on my forehead. Her touch was warm and smooth. It quieted the bubbles fizzling inside me, and I felt my smile relax into something more normal. "I'm fine," I said. "Just anxious for winter break, that's all." Mom nodded, clearly relieved. She glanced down at the open drawer and fished out a blue ballpoint pen before ramming the drawer shut. "This will have to do." Then she quickly scribbled names on all the cards before handing me the stack. "You better get going, you'll miss the bus." I took the cards, pecked her on the cheek, and bounded out of the room. Hopefully, she attributed the extra spring in my step to the fact that I was mere hours away from the freedom that came with winter break, and didn't suspect that I'd uncovered the best Christmas surprise of my life. Mom asked me to make a Christmas list every year. For the past 7 years, ever since I learned to write, the number...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?